Yep.
With Waters of March off of Reprimand.
Waters of March from Reprimand, which is out in September.
Thinking the Rains of March. But that's not what it's called. Anyways, that was the History of Gunpowder song is a single off of their upcoming like film, album, documentary hybrid that they're doing. The promo for it is the soundtrack to this film is the album about making the album, which like makes is it like feels like a very duh thing.
It's very postmodern,
right? But yeah, I'm really excited. They're screening it on Friday, September 1st at the Rio. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available. Go buy them and go see the screening of this film, which I did see Alex yesterday from the History of Gunpowder, and he said he had just finished mastering the audio and that the film is done and is ready to go. And he looked tired.
I can only imagine. From what small work I have done in the worlds of music mixing and film stuff, filmmaking, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work in multiple media. So looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, you can just go to the Rio theatertickets.ca to get the tickets to the show, and they are, of course, performing afterwards.
Cool. Well, this is, I don't know if you mentioned it because I wasn't paying attention to you, Jamie, but this is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF. 90.1 FM. Burnaby, did you say that? I don't know.
I didn't, so didn't. Very good.
Cool. I knew that. I was just being silly and responsible at the same time. I think we should pivot away from the proggier sounds of the last 15 minutes and go full pop stuff once again.
Thank goodness!
We'll take maybe an R&B detour to get there, but it's all pop in one way or another, according to the CRTC, Category 2 Popular Music. That's an inside joke that you would get if you volunteered with CJSF.
Which you can do,
and I will give you the training, and I will make the same. Well, I will give you the information that you need to understand the inside joke about Canada's arcane broadcasting genre classifications. Anyway, this is a new collaboration between two mixtape favorites. It's Hatim and Sade Owele with a new track called If I Could. I'm going to play it. Don't worry. It's going to happen.
I need to be. I'm not okay with you the same. fall apart and start again. Feel the pivots from within. Till it's only me I need. Till it's only me I need.
If I could give you all I had, I would. If I could, I'd give you all of me, I would. No, I could, no, I could give you something that's so good. If I could. To love if I need to change.
If you want more, but I can give until I feel the pain.
Just to fit the picture of the perfect man you have. If I could, if I could, give you all I had, I would. If I could, I'd give you all of me, I would. No, I could,
I know
no,
I could
give you something that's so good.
With you all the way, homie. wishing for your kisses in some other place that do not look like this. Call me over your red rover, you can pull me closer. Give me lovey-dovey, fuck me, babe. We could cop a ticket, I'ma fly us to the Philippines. Seen in the movie where you my baby kissing on the street. So just like fruit, I bought extra gum for you. So hungry for your presence, give me what I give her like ooh.
Was great. That was the Miguel Maravilla remix of Two Little Three by Gentle Party from a record called God Complex Remixed. remixes of Gentle Party's previous album, God Complex. That one was great. There is a Devours remix that normally we would have picked, but we wanted to give you something a little different this time. There's also remixes by Fishdoll and T. Crispill of Nada. So check that out. It's out by Fauna Metrograph, which is a multi-genre music label based in Vancouver, BC. Before that, we heard Getaway by Daisy featuring Kimmortal and Cloud9 by mixtape fave Tisa Rahim, who is just so good and continues to kill it with every release.
That was the first thing we said when that song was done. We're like, man, Tisa's so good.
So good. Kicking that four-song set off was Hatim and Shade Awele teaming up for a track called If I Could. Also, very good. Who would have thought? Jamie, we have about a quarter of the show left, just under. And we're going to take another genre turn, and we're going to return to our rock roots. We sort of started there at the beginning of the show, and we're coming full circle with a band that is putting out their first record since May of 2020. This is new music by Be Afraid, a cool little band that features members from lots of other bands we like.
Like Marcus Naslund. Remember Marcus Naslund?
Oh, man. What a great left-winger for the Vancouver Canucks. but also a great band named after, I assume... actually, somewhere in the archives is a guest-curated episode of the Vancouver Mixtape featuring Marcus Naslund.
Way deep in the archives.
Way deep in the archives. Anyway, they have a new record coming out called The End Looks Like Prosperity, which comes out on, not Labor Day, September 1st, which is Friday. Holy moly. Yikes. it's recorded and mixed by our also friend of the show, Aaron McCaddy. So lots of cool stuff here. And the first track that we're going to play for you is also the first track on the album. It's called Hello Ugly.
Sugar.
Jersey.
That's it for the Vancouver mixtape. Shoot in. That's all. That's all we have for you today. That was Mosquito by Slip-Ons. That was a rip-roaring fun time. I enjoyed that. Just like the show, it was a rip-roaring fun time. Always good to get together with you, Jamie, and play some tunes.
I like doing that with you, too. Let's do it more.
Yeah. Well, summer's almost over, so we'll be back in the studio.
Back to it.
Before Slip-Ons, you heard Chalcedony, and before that, you heard Be Afraid. Check them out. We'll be back again, I hope, next week. And if not, we will see you when we see you. But it'll probably be next week. Anyway, take care of yourself out there and be nice to other people and go see a show. There's lots coming up. Go to the Red Gate. That's my suggestion. Anyway, you can go see the History of Gunpowder's film premiere on Friday. That is this coming Friday, September 1st at the Rio Theater. Check out their website for details.
Cool.
See you there. Bye.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli e ogni sera su